Hey, it's Gemini. It's been a while, so let's talk. So a lot has happened since I recorded anything on here, honestly. I mean, before it was Anchor, and now it's Spotify podcast, which is interesting, I guess. Kind of fits the mode of thinking that nothing stays the same. And, you know, I've learned that a lot. The crazy thing, I guess, is that this summer I'm going to be turning 22. And I guess I couldn't even think of the number, really. 22. It's pretty cool, I would say, a number in general. But the idea of being that and just moving forward in time is a little scary, and kind of leads me to like a somber, you know, that feeling that's remembrance. It's just that sad feeling you get when something's nostalgic. And I feel like I'm, you know, moving way farther than I should to emotions that I don't think I'm ready to let go. Some that I think I have let go and forgotten about, and that's the part that's really sad, I guess. You know, I held tight to things like grief, thinking that they would never go away. The pain was such deep wound, and it's sad when I really think about it, but it's not holding my life hostage like it was for so many years. You know, I'm 21 now, and I'm not a kid. Not sure what I really want to cover, but I just mainly just want to talk. You know, the common thing, I guess, from adults, at least when I was in high school and middle school, is the phrase that you won't have any friends once you're older, right? And I kind of agree to that to an extent. A good portion I've pushed away, and it's completely my fault, and I just couldn't be a good friend, I guess. I couldn't support them and provide the time for whatever reason, and they're good people, and it's not anything against them. It's just, for some reason, I needed to push them away. And, well, now here I am. And, you know, back in December 2021, I had recorded something that, over that idea of just being alone. And I never released it. Just, I didn't, well, I guess I did want pity. And maybe someone to see it, but I just never released it just because I thought it was such a weird outcry to plead for friends. But it's like, I wasn't doing anything to keep them. Now, there are people that did me wrong, and some that left without a choice. And, you know, that's something that I'm trying to figure out. But I don't know how to be a good friend. You know, I'm in a good, healthy relationship, which is a blessing for starters. It felt like something that wasn't obtainable for a really long time. And, you know, a lot of it was due to me not understanding my emotions and putting a lot of the blame on my partner and, you know, being frustrated a lot just because I wasn't understanding. But the thing with understanding is communication needs to be there. Obviously, the other person isn't telepathic and can't know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. So, loneliness. I don't know if the older you get, you just get used to it. But currently, I'm been by myself. I mean, I woke up from a nap earlier, which is great. That was the thing too. When I was younger, I couldn't nap at all. It was not a pleasurable thing at all. The idea of just removing an hour, I guess. And it is a big sacrifice. That hour, I could have done anything. Planting, I could have finished a lot of the sketches, a lot of the paintings I have to do. I mean, I could have recorded another segment of this or whatever. But yeah, currently I'm with my cats as they groom each other. And yeah, I watched the episode of Cowboy Bebop. That was cool. I was gonna get to you, but my cats took a liking to my lap, so I decided not to move. So yeah. So I like how this is all just kind of not really orchestrated or planned out. I don't know what the whole premise of this one is, this episode. I guess I just want to get back into the idea of recording anything. I'm finally getting myself tea. Just because it's late, I think I'm going to go with some lavender. Basically, just herbal tea. I do like going black tea. I honestly was such a big tea lover. And for whatever reason, I stopped. I think the main part was I kind of lost my spiritual side. I think it was due to me working in the industry of just fast food and that taking up a lot of my time. And then due to that, I just kind of lost touch of myself. Luckily, I'm reaching a year in my new job. And it's a lot healthier for my mentality and just my being. Yeah. But I remember fasting, making myself some black tea and just kind of existing on that. And I don't know, life was difficult and insane, but I was healthy to an extent, I guess, not mentally like I am now, but I guess it's interesting. What do they call it? Being clairvoyant. No. I get it. Yeah, having foresight. Having foresight on now is, you know, obviously, there's a lot of things I would have done differently. But I wouldn't have met the person I'm with now, or probably had this job, or it being this new location. My home. With my cats. And yeah, it's a blessing. I guess I wanted to talk about grief. And that weird feeling for the longest part of my life, I never lost people, or at least the ones I really truly cared about. I lost great aunts and people I hardly knew, you know? But when I was a teenager, I lost a dear friend of mine. And when I talk about it, it still hurts, obviously. But in a weird way, it feels really good. You know, it's a way of remembering them, trying to recall back. And I think the greatest key indicator, or just, I don't know, I guess it is a key. Pain, or just the fact that it's a major event, or, I don't know, but recalling it or trying to is just, it's a splinter you don't want to pull out. Not because it's going to hurt. You'll probably feel relief, obviously, afterwards. But then I won't remember. And that's something I've been dealing with a lot, is just my memory over the matter of the person and their name, their scent, what they look like. I guess it's not really that big of a deal, but recently their death date occurred. And, you know, I wanted to look back at some memories. And I had a difficult time trying to find them. My phone, they're gone. They're there, but since that day, you know, I've had a lot, I've met a lot of people, I've grown up. And the amount of time that passes is just pretty obscure. I was 17 when it happened. And I'm gonna be 22. What do you do? What do you even say? I guess the sucky thing is I haven't gone to visit them in a really long time. My biggest thing is you're gone once the memory of you disappears. You know, and I remember for a long time that was a big stick of mine, is trying to be somebody, trying to be known, trying to have people like me and remember. And I was so eager to try to get people to like me, to remember me, to be iconic and be something that that doesn't really matter. Or I guess it does, but sure as hell helps my mental health not being so keen on trying to achieve it. And maybe I'm not as hungry or determined, motivated, but I don't know. I don't want to forget them. And a lot of close friends that we had, mutuals, it's like they don't care anymore. And obviously, this, I don't have the inside to know what they actually feel, what they actually think. It's just going off what I see. But one of the coldest things I experienced was just them closing us all off. Us all going our separate ways when I didn't want things to change. And, you know, maybe they're a lot more mature than I was, but the toughest thing was that open casket at Muriel. I've never had anyone really talk to about it. And for the longest time, I had this obsession with trying to replace them in others. Finding the smallest little things like personality or just lookalikes to try to match that. And it was really, really such a sad time. I don't regret much, but I wish I handled that better. You know, it was not fair to a lot of people that I try to use to get over her. I remember in my previous relationship, I was told that the person who passed, my friend, that they had said some stuff about me to others in a rumors and nonsense kind of way. And it made me upset, obviously, and I guess the duality of a relationship you think you have with someone and the truth possibility that, you know, lingers in the background that what they think of you. And we expressed a lot, we talked a lot, and our relationship was complicated, obviously. But I like to think that we both shared love for each other. A great friendship, and a great respect for each other's creativity and artistry. You know, and we never got to work together in that regard. I remember we had photo shoots planned and all kinds of things, like getting into my mom's wine, chatting it up and all that. One of my keenest memories is us sitting outside and looking at the stars and just generally talking. And it just feels like that time was so cut short. And obviously anyone who experiences a loss wants to know the what ifs and this and that. And I guess it ties back to me feeling lonely now, and I think, would we even still be friends? And I guess the sad truth is we probably wouldn't have. And you know what? That kind of stinks. Oi, what's up with your feelings, man? Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think back on a lot of relationships and at the time I would say really pointing the finger at them, and I was really angry. A really confused, angry person. I don't blame them. Anyway, you know, a lot of times people have stuff they're dealing with just as much as I did. And yeah, it hurts. I mean, I've been cheated on and slandered and, you know, basically just disrespected in every morally way possible, but they've all been stepping stones and just long walks that have taught me a lot about myself and how to really treat and love other people. Just recently, I was going through a lot of my old stuff and I found a lot of letters from them, and you know, I had a whole new perspective and love for that time. You know, the fact that these people gave me moments of their time, it's just so precious. You know, the lessons they taught, good or bad, it's, you know, I really enjoyed it. And I guess I want to go into every relationship, whether it's friendship or etc., and really take the most from it. And you know, that's what death taught me. And that's what just the end of things teach you, I guess. Which is all you can really ask for, really. For your new beginning. Your new start. My new relationship is going on for 2 years. I remember before I used to think the 1 year mark was so unattainable. Most of my relationships ended 6 months or prior. And you know, my friends had a joke that I am someone who always gets bored, and you know, that kid that begs for the toy and once he gets it he doesn't even play with it. And it's obviously not a good example for what I said, but I was just never someone who appreciated the value, I guess, in people. Not that I was selfish, but I definitely was egotistical and disrespected a lot of people. and the respect of people I obviously strive for. My morals are about honesty and living. I guess from now on, I just want to appreciate everything and live. I don't know how to live amongst other people yet, but I'm trying. Thank you for listening. This is my farewell. Gemini is going to go to sleep now. Have a good night, good morning, good afternoon, and stay living till death comes, obviously. Enjoy yourselves. Goodbye.